You're listening to SBS News.
When the coalition government took power in 2013, there were more than 200 asylum seeker children detained offshore on Nauru. On Sunday, the government announced the last four children remaining on the island are scheduled to leave for resettlement in the United States. Immigration Minister David Coleman has touted the move as an achievement for the Morrison government.
Over the past 5 months, we have been working quietly and methodically to remove children from Nauru. When we came to office in 2013, there were 2,000 children in onshore detention. We removed them all. We've now removed all the children from Nauru as well. Our government has got the children off Nauru.
Medical and legal experts have been driving the campaign to get all children off the Pacific Island. Those groups who fought for years are now celebrating the milestone, including National Justice Project principal lawyer George Newhouse. He says news of the children's removal comes as a relief.
I'm relieved that these children have been removed. They were there for 6 years in intolerable condition. We were forced to go to court for around 46 children in total, some of whom were catatonic. Some had to be taken to emergency wards immediately on arrival in Australia and suffering from terrible psychological condition.
Director of Advocacy and Campaigns at the Asylum Seeker Resource Centre, Yana Favero, says while the move is a positive step, the government took too long to act on community pleas for action.
It's misleading and it's insulting for the government to try and claim credit for getting kids off Nauru. We've had to fight tooth and nail to get every child transferred. We've gone to court. The government have spent $500,000 over the last 6 months fighting those transfers in courts. It really is deeply insulting the government trying to take credit when over years there have been pro bono lawyers, doctors, caseworkers, important and powerful politicians who have come out, community pressure.
Concerns remain for the well-being of those children who are now adapting to life off the island. Refugee Legal Executive Director David Mann says their treatment on Nauru could have lasting detrimental effects.
Those children have been through such trauma and abuse and harm that there will be very, very significant counselling required and other forms of medical treatment for those children to actually be able to rebuild their lives. I mean, it may well have, lasting effects, that devastating harm that's been caused.
More than 1,000 men and women asylum seekers remain on Nauru and on Manus Island in Papua New Guinea. Lawyer George Newhouse says it's essential they aren't overlooked.
I think everyone's forgotten that it's not just children that are being mistreated on Nauru and Manus Island. There are 1,200 men and women who remain on those islands, and many of them are in desperate medical straits and need care.
Greens leader Richard Di Natale told Sky News the processing and removal of the remaining asylum seekers needs to be made a priority.
There are now still men on those islands, detained indefinitely, languishing, some of them with no hope, no certainty about what their future holds. And we need to do everything we can to get every last man, woman and child off those islands.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has revealed plans to establish an independent medical panel to oversee the transfer of asylum seekers who remain in regional processing. The five-member panel would consist of medical and trauma experts and report to Parliament's Joint Standing Committee on Migration twice a year. The initiative resembles a key component of a bill introduced by Independent MP Karen Phelps last year, which would give doctors more say over whether refugees in offshore detention are brought to Australia for medical treatment. The bill is expected to have the support of Labor and crossbench MPs when Parliament resumes next week. The Asylum Seeker Resource Centre's Yana Favero says she's sceptical of the government's promised panel and insists legislation is needed to ensure asylum seeker medical needs are met.
They promised that all kids would be off Nauru by Christmas. It's now February and that's only just happening. children have been detained along with adults who are medically unwell, where doctors have recommended their transfer. So I don't trust the government. The only way to get adults the appropriate medical care is by the bill which is going to be before Parliament next week, because that actually means that doctors' orders are what's listened to.
Michelle Rimmer, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.